James Brown heads Ngaitaki Tamaki. I was interested to see that they've signed an MOU with Habitat for Humanity and also to catch up on what's been happening on Mututapu Island. James is with us today. Hey, James, te lākwe.
Morena te.
Habitat for Humanity and Ngaitaki Tamaki. What's the tie-up here? What's your shared vision and goals, James?
Yeah, it's another string to our housing bow, if you were. Dale, our developments at the moment, although serving to address in part Māori housing challenges, it's actually addressing every housing challenge. So one thing that our own iwi keeps us on notice about is the effort that we're putting in to ourselves as well, and the synergy with Habitat for Humanity is a natural one for us insofar as their experience, intelligence around our impoverished communities, of which we have, like every other iwi. So we're only going to measure our success, mate, about how well we're advancing our most vulnerable.
Habitat for Humanity get people into tautoko, the building for people who are doing it tough, but there's an expectation that they too provide some of the labour, some of the support for the construction of the whare. Might we see Ngaitai people who might be in that situation benefit from this dual approach from the iwi and also from Habitat?
Absolutely. I think we signed the MOU less than a month ago. Habitat have acquired four of our properties in Pukekohe, from which they're making readily available and accessible to our iwi who are either in transition or state housing or no housing. So really just a natural fit around that part of our community, but also their experience, as I said earlier. Our iwi have reacted to the internal comms around this access and availability to say that the response is buoyant would be an understatement. That includes the criteria that you've referred to around humankind contribution towards the effort. In this case, however, in our initial MOU and our initial engagement, the four properties will already be constructed. However, what you've referred to is certainly what our iwi and ourselves are preparing for as we build momentum with Habitat for that element of our community.
Good on you, mate. Thanks very much, James. Just an update, too, on the housing scene. Seems like, certainly down south, houses are springing up out of the ground all over the place. You've been pretty active in that space. And also, because I live in Otahu, Papatoetoe, I'm driving past Middlemore a lot as well, and I see the earthworks are pretty substantial as well next to the hospital. Any updates off the housing portfolio, James?
Sure. Minister Woods and Minister Robertson have just signed our development agreement to that site only 2 weeks ago, hence the flurry of activity the community are observing at the moment. I can share that we've agreed to a minimum housing yield of 330 units that will go into that space. That number could grow subject to people like Kāinga Ora who may want more density. It will be a combination of Kāinga Ora, Kiwi and market housing that will be dedicated to that particular site that we're preparing for. Consequently, it's taken us 2 years really to get it to this point from the date of acquisition, but good things take a little while to negotiate. And of course, we've endured an election during this period as well. So I can also share that in conjunction with Ngāti Tamaoho, our whanaungas out of Whātāpaka, as we've jointly invested with MHUD in a significant property in Kingsett and Karaka. At the moment, that looks like that's going to take anywhere from 600 to 900 homes. So yes, houses are springing up around the Motu. For all intents and purposes, though, Dale, that's all of us in the industry. We're doing our very best to address this constant challenge that's facing our people.